fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 15th day of September, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Looks like September is half over, doesn't it? We do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to, I don't believe I've given this specifically one before, get a topographical map for your county and your state. If you may travel to another state or 2 or 3, get topographical maps for those states as well. There's a company that publishes all 50 states in one book of topographical maps. It's called DeLorme. It's DeLorme, DeLorme. Excellent source for topographical maps. And, of course, for your county and your area where you live, you want the United States Geological Survey maps, the one over 20,000. That's a scale. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to figure this out. All right. We have patiently waiting in green with my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of high-quality water filters, including the high-quality gravity feed water filter, the Ready Pure, a high-quality countertop gravity feed water filter that will last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Good. How's my audio? I hear a little back feed. Is that me?
On my end, it sounds fine.
Okay.
I'm not sure what Julie's hearing, but it sounds good on my end.
Okay. Sounds good. Great.
Okay.
So anyway, things are rolling along here. We're, moving forward on all of our prep plans and, making our inventory, solid and wide.
So, Kirk, do you have your topographical maps in storage, or do you have them mounted on a wall, or how do you have your topographical
maps? No, I have a few of them in my office, and I have another one that could be wall-mountable, but it's not up yet. And okay. What I did was I just did the area here around my house, which is out probably, 50 miles.
Yeah, your home will be typically on one topographical map. and you want the three above, the two to each side, and the three below, that would be nine total to have an area that would be, oh, about 20 by 20 miles, give or take, would be close, maybe not even, maybe 12 by 12 miles, those nine topographical maps. And that would be an area that you could walk to and walk to any location on those nine maps and back in less than a day. Show all your neighbors. The topographical maps have not only the paved roads, but has the gravel roads and the trails through the forest, and has every building, every structure at the time the maps were printed is on that map, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, mine is old, though. Mine is probably 15 years old.
Now, they generally update them about once every 10 years because of the time involved and the expense.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to try to get an update.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to check if any of your maps have been updated and get the updated version. And it could be even longer than that. I've seen topographical maps not updated for quite a while. And the declination at my area is about 3 degrees. What's the declination at your area?
I don't know. I can't tell you offhand.
What is the declination?
What the declination is the difference between the true north and the magnetic north, is it not?
Precisely. You're on top of it. I was pretty sure you would be, Kirk. You're a pretty smart guy. So, probably 90% of our audience has no idea what declination means. And I recall, it's been about 12 years ago, there was a news story in mainstream news, the Tampa, Florida airport was repainting the numbers on the runways. And I get all these frantic calls from my listeners and emails from my listeners. Oh, John, oh, John, oh, John. And my response is, this is routine. The these numbers on these runways indicate the direction of magnetic north, by the way, the degrees. And when magnetic north changes enough, the FAA orders these runway numbers to be repainted, don't they, Kirk?
I guess. I mean, I'm not familiar with the airfield practice, but I assume. Yeah, I mean, I'm right. Sure what you're saying is true.
Well, if you're on runway 27, that indicates 27 degrees. That's what that means.
Oh, interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, they don't just pick numbers out of a hat. Those numbers have a very important meaning connected to the compass and the compass heading. So, yeah, a lot. It would be interesting. You probably don't have the aeronautical charts. I doubt that you have the aeronautical charts for your area, do you, Kirk?
No.
Okay, because you're not an aviator.
No.
Right. So you say, well, why would I get those? I'm not an aviator. Well, here's why. You may want to consider it, at least looking at some. And you can probably go to your nearest general aviation airport and look at the navigation charts, the FAA navigation charts. Well, now, for my area, my area is right at the edge of purple. Now, purple on these navigation charts, these FAA navigation charts, indicates a military operation area, MOA. And that's where the F-15s, F-14s, F-16s, F-35s, the A-10 Warthogs, they get to, typically on weekends, or it could be during the week, they get to do whatever they damn well please. Have dogfights, fly faster than the speed of sound. They have a great time spending our tax dollars going faster than the speed of sound, by the way. So it would be interesting to know if the area you live in, ladies and gentlemen, is under or near an MOA, wouldn't it? Kirk?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It would be.
I imagine that I do not. I mean, that's super close anyway. But I guess, are you talking about the pathways of the military aircraft or?
No. These are
the
entire
actual bases.
It's usually several hundred square miles blocked out in purple. No, they don't block out the areas, the routes that they take.
Because they fly by here all the time.
Yeah, they don't block those out on the charts. That's just normal aviation is all that is.
You know, yesterday, I think actually the day before yesterday, so today's Thursday, so Tuesday, I witnessed a what I thought was a plane, you know, crossing the sky straight up above my head, probably up about maybe 7,000-8,000 feet. And, you know, I kept looking at it, and it wasn't moving like a plane normally would. I mean, it was very interesting. And then all of a sudden, it let out an ejection of something that was sprayed into the area. And then after looking at the rest of the sky, I could see that there was a crisscross pattern. So it had been flying around directly above my head for a while. And after watching this thing for about 5 minutes, I realized it was a drone. It was a drone up above my head that was releasing some kind of sprayed material. I don't know what it was. But I thought that was pretty strange. It obviously is not local, you know, agricultural spraying, you know, for sure. But very, very, very interesting. Have you seen anything like that in the sky?
I have not. Would you could you estimate the altitude of this drone?
Yeah, I think it was probably 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 feet.
Okay.
Super high, but it wasn't low either. And I didn't have my binoculars with me, so I tried to take a video of it with my good phone that I have, but the resolution, you know, wasn't good enough to see. But it absolutely was not a plane. You could just tell by the shape of it and the way that it was moving. And I just thought that was pretty interesting. You know, hopefully whatever they were spraying, you know, blew away from me.
Well, but, it probably was nothing to enhance your health.
No, I can assure you it wasn't. It wasn't vitamin C, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, even vitamin C shouldn't be spread about willy-nilly. Okay, well, Kirk, lots of things going on in the news. We have an election in not quite 8 weeks coming up. There's already mail-in ballots being mailed in, primaries taking place still here and there. And we need to keep emphasizing, I believe, that all our listeners make sure that they're registered to vote at their current residence, because when you change your residence, you also have to change your voter registration, in case you don't know. That we encourage our conservative Christian friends to get registered to vote, that we offer them rides to the polls if they need it, offer child care, whatever it takes to get as many conservative Christians to the polls to return control of the House of Representatives to conservative Christian patriots, and possibly return the Senate to control of conservative Christian patriots. That is mandatory, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, that's going to be the key to move forward. Beyond that, I think a real plan, you know, to address the overspending that we have going on right now, which is just, you know, crazy, crazy, crazy lengths, you know, of what it is at this point. And, you know, understanding that the only way to really reduce the load is going to be to reduce down the bureaucracy. You know, it isn't about, you know, pulling back, you know, the social programs like Social Security and health and all this. What it is, it's about shrinking this monstrous bureaucracy that we now have in place that has metastasized, you know, over the last 50, 60 years that really we don't need. And quite frankly, I think that, you know, and if we do need it, it needs to be managed by the states, not the federal government. I mean, that's what I think. So, you know, if we get enough conservative people in the Congress that understand the direction that we need to move to, instead of these fancy speeches and angry responses, you know, to things that come up, we need some real action in the financial end of it, because that's the only thing that's going to ultimately make a difference. And I hope that, you know, I hope that takes place.
Getting back to the topographical maps, every river, creek, stream, and the larger springs are all listed on the map. A lot of caves aren't necessarily listed, but you can, because it's a topographical map, you can find the areas where it's likely to be caves, which would be steep cliffs, wouldn't they, Kirk?
Yes, and I'm looking now at some Delorme maps online. Very, very interesting.
Well, I recall when they first came out in the mid-1980s, they were printing one or two states at a time, and I kept waiting for Missouri. It took better part of a year before they finally published the Missouri edition. Now, of course, this has been 20 years later, 20-plus years. All 50 states are now printed, and it's a great way to get all the topographical maps for any site that you want at a very reasonable price. I do not print out black and white versions of these maps, by the way. Be sure you get the full color version, because these colors have meaning. And on the map itself, they have a chart showing all the meanings of all these symbols on there, for cemeteries, for churches, for schools, and so forth. And there's a lot to be learned on a map, isn't there, Kirk?
There is all kinds of extra information. I'm looking online. It's not so easy to find where you want to get the topographical map.
Well, the United States Geological Survey, they're the people that print them and they sell them. At the bottom of the map, it's called the legend. That's where all the information is.
Sure.
It tells you.
Sure.
One of my jobs as an intelligence analyst in the military was to maintain and actually make maps using aerial photographs. I was trained to make maps using photographs. Aerial photographs. And when I was in a 6th Special Forces group, they showed me an entire wall of map drawers, and they said, specialist, we need you to inventory, organize, and replenish all these maps. It was for the entire country of Egypt. That was our area of operation. We got a call on hold here, Kirk. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I have a question concerning reducing the bureaucracy. Have you read, there's a book been out a few years, it's called New Deal or Raw Deal, and also you never read that?
No.
It's a critical look at the New Deal and the myth of the New Deal.
Right.
What is your personal opinion of the New Deal, and extent is the image of it a complete myth, and how much of it is truth, and how is this maintaining the legitimacy of the bureaucracy, and how important has it been?
Well, I'll jump right in, Kirk. You're welcome to follow up. Prior to the Franklin Roosevelt administration, Most people in the United States of America had no interaction with any level of government of any consequence above the county. They had no reason to. There simply was no reason to. There was no federal welfare as we know it, no state welfare as we know it. If you were hungry and needed a place to stay, there was the county farm. Most of the 3,300 counties in the United States had a county farm. The ones that didn't, they paid a stipend to the nearby county that did. So that's the system we had at the time. Federal government grew exponentially during the Franklin Roosevelt administration, with new agencies being created to create jobs, for example. They had the WPA, the CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps with CCC. In fact, the National Museum for the CCC is at Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis, Missouri. CCC was basically recruiting men who would, in a couple of years, become soldiers. And the training and the discipline they received there is very similar to the training discipline that a guy would get going into the U.S. military. So what Franklin Roosevelt did was lay the groundwork for socialism to be the law of the land in this country, for people to become dependent on government for their needs, federal government and state government instead of the county government. It was all very harmful. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, the high-quality, ready-pure countertop water filter. And Kirk, these gravity water filters are in stock, ready for immediate shipment, sir?
They are. And we also have the brand-new antioxidant lower cartridges in stock, ready to ship as well. We were out of those for a while. Those are available now. Those are also very popular with that unit because, you know, people are interested in a wellness water, which is what this product creates. And then on top of that, we've had a big increase in sales of our main drinking water product, which is called the Alka Purity unit. And we have many different models of it. We have a basic residential called the Alka Purity HD. We have an upgraded model that has a stainless steel ultraviolet chamber connected to it. That's called the Alka Purity Ultra UV. And so check those out on the website too, folks. And we offer a great discount for all the John Moore listeners.
All right. You got any follow-up on John's question about the bureaucracies?
Yeah, I actually have a pretty good opinion of that. I think that, you know, because the government is able to manipulate and control the money supply, you know, growing and shrinking, booms and busts and all these things, they created a circumstance, you know, especially with the war, where these programs became necessary to implement. So it was kind of like problem, reaction, solution. You know, they created the problem, and then people said, oh, my God, we're starving. And then the solution was these government programs. So it was all contrived. And the system that we see today, you know, is the beast that has grown out of that. You know, that's my opinion. John?
All right. Okay. John, any other comments before we move on?
Bear with me. I understand that Joseph Goebbels, in an interview, praised the policies of Franklin Roosevelt. Did he not?
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Well, I can certainly see how he would. I mean, they're all in the same club.
They're all in the same club. All right. What will it take to debunk the Roosevelt and World War II myth?
What will it take to affect the opinions of the general public on those issues? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I don't think you can do it. I think it's the reason they could sell it and the reason they keep selling it is because it's easy. And people gravitate normally to what is easy. And that is the mechanism that ultimately will put us into slavery. And it's because it's just easy, you know, go along to get along. Well, you know, if I criticize that program, then I'll be stating that people that are poor shouldn't have benefits and da 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 da. And everybody at this point probably has members of their own family, with few exceptions, that are tied into this thing. So, you know, I mean, you have to really be willing to stand up and take some, you know, some mud balls in the face to do it. And most people don't have the guts to do that. So I don't think, you know, and that's the reason why we don't have a democracy. We have a republic because we need to be ruled by laws that are voted on in a specific way so that the mass general public can't dictate what happens and what doesn't happen. Because once you have that, you know, all the people will vote for whatever benefits they can get out of the central government. I mean, why wouldn't they? And and it's all orchestrated and engineered to work in that fashion, which is why we are where we are. So what do we do from here? I don't know, but I mean, it's going to be painful, you know, no matter how we approach it. I mean, in my opinion, John.
Yeah, well, I agree. The World War II and all the beliefs around it are not going to be changed. Not at this late date. Not to the general public. It's simply not going to happen. But
when in history has the truth ever been known by the general public? Never.
Well
I don't think.
There are certain things that are true that are known by the public, but many major things have been massaged, manipulated, and changed to cause us to believe something other than truth. So, did you say something, John?
Nothing. It has to do with this.
Okay, John. Well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. At one point, I attempted to convince my mother that Franklin Roosevelt knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened. I might as well have been talking to the wall.
Yeah, she probably reacted like my mother did.
For all the good it did.
Sure.
And that's, you know, a big part of her entire reality was based on that being true.
Well, sure. Yeah. And they lived in a time, you know, the generation before us, where they had to believe that. I mean, and there were benefits. You know, here's the thing. I mean, you know, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you rot. And it was a growing situation at that point, so it was easy to hide some of the stuff that was going on. And, you know, now the chickens come home to roost.
That's right. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It is starting to cool off. Winter is not far away. You want to be warm and cozy this winter? Of course you do. You want to save money this winter? It's going to be really expensive to heat your home. That's where the Liberated Rocket Heater comes in. Stay warm and cozy and save money. This time last year, we were running back orders 3 to 5 months out. Now we're actually up to speed and have stoves in stock ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. Check them out. You'll be very glad you did. We have with us Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing the highest quality water filters. And you get a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment. And when you buy them through my website, don't they, Kirk? Hello, Kirk.
Yeah, there we go. I had my mute button on. Sorry about that. I was talking in my blank space here. Anyway, we do. We have a great discount available on the Ready Pure. We have even larger discounts available on some of the other equipment that we manufacture. So, you know, reach out. Give us a call. We're here to help. Whatever your water needs are, Everything from kitchen drinking systems to whole house systems. We've got our new economical Helix Energizer technology for the home, which is under $400. And we've also got access to the phenomenal Simple Pump, which is a great product for ensuring that you can continue to get drinking water out of your well even after the electricity has shut down. And this is such an important thing because, folks, I mean, you can go a while without food, but you can't go very long without water. And the last thing you want to do in a shutdown is have to go elsewhere and use your topographical map to trek into the village to get water at the local dispensing point. You don't want to do that. So Simple Pump is a great solution.
Absolutely. Well, my Simple Pump is on order. I expect to be taking delivery soon here. It's been several months. Any day. And that's a good thing.
People don't realize there's a lot of cheaper, not so well-made pump systems out there. The thing that separates the Simple Pump from everybody else is the fact that it's actually designed to allow you to pump into pressure. So, for example, everybody with a well pretty much has got, one of these water storage tanks. And what happens is the well pump, the electric pump, supplies that tank, and then the tank supplies the home. And the same thing here. So you're able to actually pump into that pressure vessel with the Simple Pump, and then the water is delivered throughout your home just like it normally is, and with the exception that you have to go out and pump every so often to refill the tank. But we put in an extra large tank, which is something that you can do. I think it's a smart move. And they also offer add-ons for solar, which allow solar energy to power the pump, which is also a great thing. So back to you, John.
All right. Well, check out all these wonderful products at my website at thelibertyman.com. Just scroll down to the Water Revolution panel and check it out. It's an education, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. And we're here to help with that. Give us a call anytime. You can reach us at 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. So, John, the king is now King Charles, and the queen is dead.
How about that? The queen is dead, long live the king.
Yeah,
well, that's a big deal for people in the British Commonwealth. Of course, we rejected the king back in 1776, and we've been on our own ever since. There are still a lot of very strong cultural, political, economic, military connections between the two countries, aren't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And I just find it interesting, to see how the role may change now, that Charles has ascended, to the throne. People are predicting that it's going to change significantly and that he's really going to get behind this big, great reset, they're calling it, which I believe will happen.
Well, his mother was politically neutral and didn't express publicly her thoughts on many of these agendas.
No.
Where Charles has been very public in his thoughts for decades, hasn't he?
He has, and he's sworn all along that when he becomes king, he won't be anymore. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I guess we will. Regardless, we do open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, with all these issues, people are concerned. I get emails and phone calls from people expressing their concern about the economy, about World War III. I guess you've probably heard about a week ago, Pope Francis said, we're already fighting World War III. Are you
right.
aware of
and
that?
We are. I mean, there's ways to fight a war that are not necessarily directly kinetic. And I think we're seeing that now, with the economy and the food supply and the other manufacturing issues that are happening.
It was also in the last week or so, the Pentagon discovered that a component of the F-35 fighter aircraft has a metal, that a rare earth metal, that only comes from China and nowhere else.
Right.
So they've stopped production on the F-35 until they can fabricate a workaround that doesn't require that metal.
Very interesting.
It is. So all the F-35s manufactured to date have been violated U.S. law by using this critical component from China. How did this happen? I mean, I would think all these defense contractors would know better, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're all in the same club. You know, that's how it happens. I think that you know, they're all about, you know, creating a global situation where, you know, they have complete and total control. You know, the final, you know, a picture of ultimate fascism, I guess, is what I would call it. And you know, it's not going to bode very well, you know, for the average person here in the U.S. And you know, if they have their way, we'll all be living in a small urban, you know, cubicle, you know, that's permanently connected to the internet, and we won't be able to enjoy the lifestyle that we've grown accustomed to. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I continue to move forward with all my plans to do the things that I feel like I need to be doing, making sure my safe haven is squared away with alternative electricity, alternative heat, a way to grow food, making sure that the water supply is in good condition, make sure the structures are in good condition. All these things have to be done. They have to be done in advance of when they're needed, don't they, Kirk?
They do. And I know you've been doing a lot of consultations recently, too, which is great. What does the typical person look like that comes to you for one of those consults?
About 4 out of 5 are women. These women are typically they're alone. They do not have a husband or boyfriend. They're concerned about their own personal security. They're concerned about the area they live in not being safe, and they want to relocate to a safe area. Typically, they're East Coast, West Coast residents.
Yes.
And other places. One woman, one of my consultation clients, she moved from California to Montana only to find out that it was way more expensive than she could afford. And of course, you know, a lot of Californians have moved to Montana, driving the prices up there of pretty much everything. And of course, many of these clients, they want to relocate to Missouri, where prices are very inexpensive compared to East Coast, West Coast prices.
Yes, they are.
And
in fact, I've spoken with two ladies in the last week or so that fit that exact profile that you just described, and they're people that listen to the show. And we're inquiring about the Simple Pump, you know, amongst other things. So isn't that interesting? Yeah, both of these ladies fit that exact demographic.
Well, I found out that I met the son of G. Edward Griffin at the Red Pill Conference a few weeks ago, and it turned out that he moved to Missouri as a consequence of listening to my show.
Oh, that's great!
I had no idea. I'm always meeting people that have moved to Missouri as a consequence of listening to my show. And that's very gratifying to know that I'm having a positive impact on people and their lives, and they're very happy that they moved to Missouri.
I bet they are.
This is flyover country. And we have a unique culture here in the Ozarks, where typically a boy or girl will shoot their first deer when they're about 8 or 9 years old, and they have their photograph of their smiling face published in the local newspaper with their first deer kill. And if the local boy has if the principal local high school finds out a boy has a 30-30 lever action in his truck, the principal will say, is it in good condition and clean, young man? You know, you're not going to call the police. You know, that's normal. That's expected for a high school student to have a firearm in their pickup truck on the parking lot of the high school. It's not a matter for a SWAT team to show up.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and we still have people that are think what I would consider normally out here in the Ozarks. We don't put up with silliness. You know, if a man is mentally ill and wants to be a woman, we'll be polite and considerate, but we're not going to address him as she or ma'am. We're not going to do that, you know, because this man with a mental illness is still a man, and we all know it. one of the local high schools had a woman instructor who wanted to become a man her second year there. I won't mention the high school, but she wasn't there a third year. Can you imagine what these farm boys would do to a woman, a woman who wanted to become a man, what a 17-year-old farm boy would do to her?
Right. There's a local high school here not too far from me. I won't mention names, that has a female student in it that wants to live as a cat. And they're petitioning the school board now to build a special room with a litter box for this girl so she can carry out her fantasy in the school.
Right, right. Well, once again, that's normalizing mental illness is what that's doing.
Well, I think a lot of it happens because people want attention. They want to feel special. And this is a way that they can do it. And
we can ponder the reasons.
Right.
That doesn't change the fact that they're mentally ill.
Right.
You know,
well, they're supported by the system, you know, which is.
And that's wrong. That's wrong.
The system is now incentivized to support this nonsense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a question or comment. We got our last break coming up here soon. And the call number is 512-248-8252. It's mostly women that want to live their lives as cats. And they have a name for them now. They're called furries. I just found this out.
I think the furry might mean something even worse than that. I think the true definition means that you want to have love relations with someone that is dressed up as an animal.
I have no idea.
Yes,
I have no idea. But
neither did I until I read it. Right,
that makes sense. We have World Class University, about a 45-minute drive from me, the University of Missouri at Rolla of Science and Technology. The current president is a Muslim, and they have built special rooms for mentally ill female students who believe they're cats to relieve themselves in.
Yes.
They've also installed, the squirters that people have on their kitchen sinks to squirt the dishes off?
Sure.
Well, they've installed those kind of squirters next to all the toilets, so that the Muslim students can squirt their bottoms off because they don't use toilet paper and they've never touched soap in their life.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
And the students, if a student finds a Muslim student in the classroom, they sit as far away from that student as possible. Do you know why?
Because they don't take a bath?
They've never taken a bath with soap.
Do you think this is true of all Muslim students, John, or just some?
Well, the goal of Muslim men and women is to duplicate to the best of their ability the life of Muhammad, down to the last, most minute detail.
I remember growing up in New York, you know, and you had Jews, which were everywhere, and, you know, you had the Orthodox, the conservative, and then what they called the Reformed, which was, you know, probably 90% of the Jewish population.
Right.
And, you know, the other fit into a small, you know, thing. And I just wonder if, you know, I think somebody could identify as a Muslim and still, you know, use soap and toilet paper, I think. But, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know much about it. But I think that, you know, these firm guidelines that some of these religions have is absolutely bizarre. And I certainly wouldn't want to sit next to somebody in school that doesn't use
soap. They stink. Well, let's just be quite frank.
Sure.
They stink. They smell. And who wants to sit next to a stinky student? So they sit as far away as they can from the stinky students because they've never touched soap in their life. Of course, there's some bonuses to being a Muslim man. One of them is you get to have sex with your recently deceased wife. They call it they have a phrase for it.
Unbelievable, crazy.
Yeah, and the oldest Muslim university, which is in Cairo, by the way, Cairo, Egypt. When the generals overthrew the government and took over, they ordered the oldest Muslim university on the planet to stop teaching that cannibalism is a dandy thing.
Wow.
Oh, they call it farewell sex. I just thought of it. When you have sex with your deceased wife, it's called farewell sex.
Crazy.
And there's another bonus for the Muslim men. They get to marry 9-year-old girls, and they do routinely marry 9-year-old girls. because Muhammad had a bunch of wives. His favorite wife, he married when she was 7 years old. But being the upright, moral guy that he was, he didn't have sex with her until she was 9 years old. So currently, Muslims marry 9-year-old girls.
Hmm.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
What a special religion.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And we have, more than a billion people who have these strange, bizarre beliefs, and they're practicing their beliefs in the United States, surgically removing the clitoris of girls, so they, on and on. Here's our break.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. You've probably heard me say that $1 billion spent by our federal government is $8 per taxpayer. Let's talk about some other examples of what a billion really is. A billion seconds ago was 1990. If you played this Liberty Minute on a continuous loop a billion times, it would stop playing in the year 3912. The government has moved on from spending billions to trillions of dollars at a time. Biden's recent student loan forgiveness is likely to cost $1 trillion. $6 trillion was spent in the name of COVID. A trillion is 1,000 billions. So $8,000 per taxpayer. A trillion seconds ago was 29,000 BC. Remember these examples the next time you hear a politician talk about spending. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Kirk, it's been a quick hour, as always. What are your final thoughts for this week, sir?
Well, my final thoughts are is that everybody needs to get really, really serious about prepping at home, because we're not far away from, you know, some serious issues taking place, in my opinion, based on what I can see going on in the news, the way they seem to be, pin rotting and just enticing you know, violent response. You know, a lot of things that they seem to be doing at this point are making people very, very angry, and that's a dangerous circumstance. And we already have, you know, supply chains that are in big, big trouble. We've got agricultural and meat producers that we see that are in trouble. And we just have to, all of us, you know, become more prepared than we are now, and take advantage of the products that you see on John's website, because they'll help you do that. Back to you, John.
All right. Well, Kirk, I always find our discussions fascinating, and I'll encourage people to make sure they've got at least one Ready Pure water filter for every two adults, one for every three children, and keep one unopened in the box for a very high-quality barter item that in the future could have extremely high value, couldn't it?
That's right. These Ready Pure units are an absolutely exceptionally built system designed to allow you to create potable water from whatever water you can find if there should ever be a shutdown or emergency. And they're great for traveling, too. I mean, we use ours every year when we go to the beach for a few weeks. And it's just a great product. And the one that we make is one of the best ones out there. The value is superb. It comes with a solid stainless steel billet spout, which is very, very durable. And, of course, our fantastic ceramic military-grade cartridges that we're known for, and our lower antioxidant cartridges that will allow you to create the alkaline antioxidant water with your Ready Pure unit. Thanks a lot, John. You have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, top of our break coming up here in a couple of minutes, and we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. I always look forward to my interviews with Dr. Horowitz. He's such a rare character and author of many books. I'm not sure how many books. I got a stack of some of his books here on the table next to me. He's been ahead of what's been going on for 20 plus years, warning us, alerting us, letting us know of what was coming 20 plus years ago. If only more of us had known, more of us had paid attention, we wouldn't be in the sad shape we are right now with the harm done to our society, our economy, by these needless lockdowns over a make-believe pandemic. There was no pandemic, not under the traditional definition of the word. They had to change the definition in order for it to be called a pandemic, didn't they? That's what they did. So if you want to talk to Dr. Horowitz or have a question or comment for Dr. Horowitz, please call early. So we end the show with unanswered questions because people waited too late. And Dr. Horowitz typically has a very detailed, lengthy answer for most any given question. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.